And we told you earlier that Nick is currently a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Of course, that is the same high school where the horrific shootings took place on February 14th. And Nick, we thought that maybe we'd try to cheer you up with a little bit of a winning race call there by Little Chesney, my friend.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I thought that might put a smile on your face. How you doing?
I'm all right. Parkland's really quiet right now.
Yeah, well, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
How difficult was it to go back to school?
I only went back to get my car, which was parked like right next to the freshman building. So everyone had to get their car out of the lot. And when I went, you know, looking at that building, it was just like, it was haunting.
Nick Vacareza, not only not the only one in his family to attend that high school. His brother Mike is a sophomore there as well. Nick, when you describe the events that took place that day to people, how do you do it?
I don't really know. I'm kind of glad that I had the courage to wait for my brother before I evacuated. Because I wasn't going to leave without my brother. So it's just such a horrific event, you know. It's just, you never want this to happen to anybody. And then when it happens to you, it's just, you're left in shock.
I saw one of your classmates that was talking to the president, and he talked about his brother being on the second floor or whatever. Was that the first thing that went through your mind?
Yeah. Yep. Once I was out and I heard the gunshots, I didn't know where my brother was. So, yeah, that was the first thing that went in my mind.
When did you eventually meet up with your brother and know that he was safe?
Well, the fire alarm went off and, you know, you start hearing the gunshots when you're outside of the building. And then I FaceTimed him and said, come here, I've come to the softball dugout. I'm not going to leave here until you're here. Everyone's evacuating this way, so come. So everyone's evacuating. I'm watching my classmates walk by me, and I'm waiting there for Mikey. So he was pretty sharp about it. He came to me pretty quick, you know. And once he met up with me, my friend's mom called him and told him that, like, it was real. It's not a drill. Because the school was emailing all the parents saying that they were going to have a shooter drill. So all the parents told their kids that they were going to have a drill. So at first, we thought it was a drill.
Well, Nick Vacareza here with us on the Horse Racing Radio Network, and some touching words there. Looking back on that day on February 14th, and it's a day that nobody will ever forget. Nick, how is your brother Mikey handling everything now?
He's doing all right. He's a tough little guy. He's tougher than me, to be honest. So he was actually, you know, supporting me when I was down because of my friend who died. So he was right there next to me at his funeral, you know, give me a pat on my back. And he's a good brother.
Yeah, you lost your best friend in this tragedy, and that's tough. No matter what the circumstances, but this had to be extra tough because it was such a shock, such a surprise.
Yeah, he was my really good friend, you know. He was the kid that was at my homecoming after party. He was the kid that I would have fought for. And then to find out that he's missing the night of, and then the next morning you find out that he's gone. It's just hitting a man when he's down.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about your fellow classmates now that are being so proactive in getting the word out about this and you know, talking to legislature and all the things that are going on now.
That's great. I feel that we need to change something. You know, where my generation is going to be running the country one day. It's going to be our country. And I don't think we shouldn't have a say in what goes on. We can vote now. We're all 18 now. We can all, for some reason, still buy an AR-15 and not play the penny slot or drink a beer. I don't really think how that makes sense.
Yeah, it's certainly mind-boggling when you think about it in those terms, Nick. You know, I read somewhere that you said when you went back to Gulfstream that people were saying it was great to see you, and you were telling them it was great to see them, but it had a different meaning when you said those words back to them.
Yeah, you know, like when I go back to the track and I see people that I haven't seen since, I just, you know, you never think you'd miss somebody like you, you know, a random person. Like, I saw Norman Cassie the other day at Palmetto's, and I was just happiest ever to see him again.
And they've got to be happy to see you, right? I mean,
No, he was, but just being in my position, you know, you start to appreciate seeing people and seeing your friends a lot more.
Yeah, it really puts things in perspective. There's no doubt about it. And speaking of perspective, you and your entire family, Nick, have kept the focus on helping the victims and their families. And you are going to be holding a Parkland Strong fundraising event coming up tomorrow from 2 to 9 p.m. Eastern at Frank and Dino's restaurant in Boca Raton, which is, of course, your dad's restaurant. Tell us a little bit more about that.
It's from 2 to 9. It's a block south of Big Meisner Park. So it's in right in the middle of everything in Boca Raton. My dad's giving out food and beverage all for free. And he just wants people to donate so we could raise as much money as we can for the fund.
Yeah, I read that the goal is $500,000.
Yeah, I think we'll hit that. But I would have set my sights a little higher, but that's just me.
Well, who knows? You might blast right through that $500,000, yeah. And maybe you'll even get close to $1 million. Who knows? But I read where all food and drink throughout the day will be complimentary for those who contribute. And again, it's at Frank and Dino's restaurant, Boca Raton, Florida. It takes place tomorrow from 2 to 9 p.m. Now, Nick, the question I had, somebody like me that would like to donate and help out, is there a way that we can be part of this sitting here in Lexington, Kentucky, or anywhere in the country?
Yeah. You could call the restaurant, and they'll definitely find a way to do it. My dad said you could even do it via credit card or check. Anyway, he said if you can't make it, just call the restaurant.
Well, that's great. You can just call and put a donation on your credit card and help out here. This is a major thing, a very important time in our country. And I just am blown away by you and your classmates and how hard you've been working on this the last 9 days.
Yeah, I'm glad that we are too. You know, a few of my friends went to see the president. We had the CNN town hall down here, And it's glad, I'm glad to see the Republicans, you know, kind of just realizing that, you know, it's not really about your political party. And I think political party is just another way to divide people. I think it's the stupidest thing. I don't know why they made it, but it was a long time ago, so you can't really question that. But I feel like we're just too divided. And there goes another thing. I've learned from this event that you can't really divide people. You can't hold things against other people. Like, I saw a kid that I got in a fight last year with the day after it happened at one of the things near the school, and I haven't talked to him since, and I went up to him and gave him a handshake and said, "You all right?" And he said the same thing. So this should be bringing people together, not dividing people up more.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that it takes something like this to bring people together. But, Nick, I know you and your classmates are doing everything you can to continue to move forward. And, again, the fundraiser is taking place tomorrow. It's a great way for people to help out, even if they're not there in South Florida. And I'm going to go ahead and give the phone number of the restaurant, Frank and Dino's in Boca Raton. As Nick just mentioned, if you want to help, you can support them by giving the restaurant a call tomorrow beginning at 2 o'clock Eastern. The phone number is 561-218-4636. That's 561-218-4636. That's the number to call. Again, you can go to frankanddinos.com if you want to look up more information on the restaurant. The phone number is there. And if you're going to be in the area, stop by and support them all day tomorrow. It is one of those causes that it goes above and beyond anything we can even imagine. So, Nick, really do appreciate everything that you're doing there, my friend. Appreciate the time here this morning and your willingness to talk about everything. I know this gets thrown out there a lot, but on behalf of myself and Jude, we can tell you, you are in our prayers, and whatever you need from us, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Jude. Thank you for having me, and thank you for trying to help as much as you guys can.
All right, Nick, we appreciate it, buddy. Say hello to your dad and the entire family, and give him a big hug for us.
Thank you. Maybe hope next time I'm on here, it's about horses when I'm starting to train, all right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Nick.
All right, guys. Have a good day.